You are now tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Commissioner Gordon.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. You are tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation. I am your host, Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah.
How's everybody feeling out there today on this Monday?
Excellent.
So, we are live, Blends 2, 632 South Central Avenue in Hapeville, and we're doing our live show right here on, as we do every Monday. We got our usual commissioner's crew coming in right here. We got Lico Brown.
Yes, yes.
We got Jay Rieske. Garlitos is popping.
Yeah, yo.
But I love to bring you special guests, and I love to bring you people that are doing extraordinary things. And with that being said, I would like to introduce to you the parents of Miles Rowe. And you say, well, who's Miles Rowe? Miles Rowe is a young man who decided at 4 years old that he wanted to be a race car driver.
Genius.
And he got his, you all got him started at 12, right? He got his start at 12.
He had to wait a minute.
He got his start at 12 and is now at 21 years old out here killing the game in the race, in the IndyCar racing, and he's doing phenomenal things. And I want to welcome you all. I want you to introduce yourselves first, and then I want to kind of go into this whole creative process of how it gets done. Like, and it's very interesting because we were talking earlier, and I found a lot of similarities to how you guys are parenting to how I'm parenting. And so I want to go through a lot of that because I know most of us all here, outside of my son, are parents. Better not be no doubt.
But, nephew! Make me whoop your ass, nephew.
But yeah, we're all parents. And so I like to describe, I want to see how you guys got started on that journey. But first of all, introduce yourselves and just kind of talk about the process.
So I am Miles' mom, Renee Rowe.
His dad, Wayne Rowe.
And you talk about a creative process. There was no creative process. It was much more of a haphazard process of having a four-year-old sit in the back of a minivan and say, Mom, racing is my life. I had so many of those Hot Wheel cars that I had to take everywhere with me. So he wanted to race, but we were like, okay, every little boy wants to race cars. I'm originally from Alabama. I grew up in the back seat with my two brothers drag racing between farms, but I never thought my kid would want to race. So, you know, my husband does not talk a lot. I do a lot of talking. But he was there when Miles had this epiphany of wanting to race. So I will let him talk.
Yeah, so back when Miles was, 2004, he was four at the time. I'm a big golf fan. So at that point, I was watching Tiger in a tournament. I can't remember exactly what tournament it was. And he was playing golf at the same time. So he was also a big Tiger Woods fan. So he was watching golf. Commercial came on. So I hate watching through the commercial. So I was flicking through the channels. And then F1, Formula One, came on. And he said, Dad, stop it right there. And I said, what? Because I wasn't into racing at all. You know. So we stopped it. He was watching it. And
most of us aren't.
Huh?
Most of us aren't.
Yeah, so we stopped it and we ended up watching the race. We didn't go back to golf.
Wow.
And that was it. That's how it all started. He wanted to do it and was like, I don't know nothing about racing. Zero. So we said, let's go ahead and do the research. We're going to put it on you. You want to do this, do the research. And he went about his business and did all the research that he possibly could. Because you first has to start from karting. Want to figure out, how do you start this? How do I get into this? Right. He figured out you got to do karting. And so that's how we started with what kart he needs, what team he needs to run on, how can he get there, transportation. He did all of that research on his own. And so we figured when he came up with the dollar amount, how much to do it was like, we can't do this. So we found Andretti, Carden.
Yeah.
In Alpharetta.
Right.
At the time. And they had an indoor Carden League.
On Kyle Parkway?
No, it was
they have two.
Alpharetta.
Yeah, they have two
Alpharetta.
Of them.
Yeah, one
of them.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to go in though.
Yeah, and so they had a Carden League that you, it was very, very inexpensive. It was about $500. And you just pay to provide the card and you race. And that's how he's got started. The first training he did, the first event he did, our league, he actually won the championship.
Really?
Really.
The first.
So it's hard to sit here and say that, you know, to say this might not be for us. Right. When you go out and you win right off the.
Yes, he won the championship, the first season.
So, you know, immediately I think of the movie Talladega Nights with Ricky Bobby. I want to go fast. So immediately, that's what my when you say your 4-year-old child is sitting in the back seat saying, "Racing is my life," I immediately go to that. But you know, I think that it was excellent of you guys, to put it in his hands to say, if you want to do this, you do the research, you come up with the way that it gets done, you understand how much work it takes, and that kind of tells you whether the child is serious. Or whether they just want to do something because it looks cool on television.
Exactly, right. Mm-hmm.
So he goes out and he wins his first karting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
What happens after this?
I know you like,
well, damn.
So wait.
No. You got dad has to be like, that's my boy.
So. No, I know, but it got to be.
That's my boy.
It's going to be that's my boy, but it's also like.
So first of all,
damn, he wasn't playing.
Every time we went to a bookstore, he was in the racing section.
Okay.
Every time we spent time at the library, Barnes and Nobles, I was always big on, you know, making sure our kids could read. But we're also both serial entrepreneurs. So we talked about the fact that we're bosses.
Okay.
Yes. We talk about the fact of, you know, you got to go get it.
Right.
So guess what? We are running a shop. We ain't got time to do. If you want to do this, you figure it out. And he figured it out. And we were like, okay, all right. So you want to race? All right, sure. So
gotta support
what Wayne did not talk about is the fact that these carts are the luck of the draw. Mm. So if anybody's ever been to Andretti, you get these are electric little carts.
Right, and some of them don't go as fast as others.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, I've had that happen. But I'm racing this one, and he like, yeah.
It's like, you know what? You got a good So for him to come.
Both of y'all are too tall to be even in that thing.
Okay, they don't fit no more. Yeah. So the thing, and that was the most fascinating thing to me, is because we talked about that. I'm not a sports. I always wanted to play. I don't want to watch. Mm. I have four brothers, big, want to play sports. But seeing all of these kids, and a lot of these kids started out when they were 5 years old. So you have these little carts that are literally like this big. For him to get in and do that, it's like, man. So then his dad like, oh, well, okay, we did indoor, so now we got to do outdoors.
So about how fast, roughly, were these initial carts going? Because I've been in some where they can get up, you know, they can get up and go. And there's some that's still kind of pedestrian, about 20 miles an hour.
Indoors, because they don't have a lot of straightaway, long straightaway. They don't go that fast.
Right.
Because the straightaway is so short. So they don't go very, very fast. But, I would say probably 30 miles an hour, depends on the track, indoor. Yeah, they'll get up there. But it doesn't go real, real, but fast enough for indoors.
Mm-hmm. To grasp and
right. Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. So now after that, like talk about that progression that gets you from I'm here at Andretti's to I'm actually live on the scene. I'm putting on the equipment. Like, no, because you go to Andretti's and get a helmet.
Right,
and
yeah, no.
That's
yeah,
you know
yeah,
that's yeah. just one thing. It's still kind of cute. Mm-hmm. It's like a novelty at that point. But to say I have this full bodied suit, possibly sponsors. Mm-hmm.
No.
Not sponsored yet?
No.
Okay, so if anybody out there is looking to sponsor.
Wait a minute. How is this young black man not have any sponsorship?
Look, we're going to get to that.
Right. So if anybody out there is looking to, you know, sponsor, just go to Miles Road Racing.
So we talked about the fact that we were entrepreneurs. So we owned a wine shop. So we were able to sponsor him. My brother owned his own business. But this is way before sponsorship. Like my husband said, what he left out is the fact that whenever Miles did all of this research, now this kid brought in, he sat us down in the living room and did this grand presentation.
Right, he did.
I promise you. It's like, Mom and Dad, I want to talk to you. I'm like, okay. He had drawings, poster board, he had pictures.
And this is age.
He was probably eight when this started.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This is the equipment I need. These are the gloves. This is the helmet. This is all of this stuff. And it was like tens of thousands
right.
of dollars.
It was about $12,000 because he needed a cart.
Right.
Because he was thinking going outdoors. And running an outdoor track.
Like all
you
of these
told
other little
me
kids.
To get everything together. Kids,
yeah. Right.
Well,
yeah,
so. even with that, like, how easy is it? I can't imagine that it's just easy for you to find places to race. Mm-hmm.
You know what? When you got money, you can find wherever you want
say
to do that. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Could is fear. Yeah. I want my babies
but
to
if
race.
You don't, if you don't have the money, if you're operating on the day-to-day, and you're just trying to get into the business. I could only imagine like the travel that you have to take.
Yes,
because
yes.
just being in Atlanta, we think of it as a progressive city, as a metropolitan city. I don't know if we could probably find three places that you could go out and actually do a race.
Right. Yeah.
So now indoor wins the championship. So now outdoors. So outdoors was very similar. And he was in what's called an arrive and drive. So it's the same thing. They have all of these outdoor carts, and it was in Dawsonville. In Dawsonville.
Okay. Yeah. Up in Georgia. Yeah, up in North Georgia.
Yeah. Dawsonville.
Above
yeah.
where the outlets are.
That's Bill from Dawsonville. Yeah. Yeah.
He owns that track. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm.
So
his
he
son
went.
Runs in NASCAR.
Right.
Yeah,
really?
Right.
Okay. Elliot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
So he is same thing. It's much more money than
yes.
indoor karting.
Yes.
But he goes and gets in these carts, and the same thing, winning. I never forget. Was he in a drive with GoPro? Was GoPro arrive
no,
and drive?
He
had
his
cart.
Own cart.
He
had
so
his own cart at that point. Mm-hmm.
This dude would just come home with trophies. So again, we are like bootstrapping this whole thing. So his dad went out and bought a trailer. No, this was after he got his cart. But
right.
they would travel everywhere. And they'd just come in the middle of the night, and I'd wake up in the morning, and there'd be trophies. But it was expensive.
Right.
It was costly.
He has no idea.
It was costly. Yeah.
Well, if he's done the research, I'm sure he has an idea.
He does now, probably.
He does, yeah.
And
he's 21 now.
He knows.
At that time, like, most kids, 8, 10, 12, you don't really have a concept of money.
Yeah, but by the time he was doing that, he was, what, 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was 12 when he started in the indoor karting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that whole, like, $12,000 thing, we're gonna have to go back to the drawing board. We're going to need something new.
Yeah.
So he's the one that presented that idea to his dad. He's like, Dad, you know what? I found this indoor karting league. You know, do you think we can do that? And it was a couple of $100.
Yeah,
so we're like,
said,
sure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's try that and see how well you do.
Right, because once again, you're still testing
right, yeah.
the theory of, is it a novelty? Does he want
right,
to stick with
exactly,
it?
Exactly. Because right,
doesn't every little boy want to race cars?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see how you thought that? Like, you just like, yeah, I mean, you know. But.
My son just asked me to drive to on my way here. Before I left, Dad, you gonna let me drive?
And how old is he?
11.
See what I'm saying? And he wants to go really fast.
Now
he just know the car go.
Now, Lico asked a question earlier, and we got Dad's answer, but we didn't get yours. Mm-hmm. How is it? The feeling as a mom, where you're seeing your son out here,
and he's zooming. Like, he's gone. And
okay, so we've talked a little bit about carts. So, Lico, I'm country. I grew up in the South.
She know you country, Dre Reese.
For sure.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. Go cars. Again, I got four brothers. I grew up, and I'm extra country. I am from Atmore, Alabama. Dang it. Go-karts. We drove them. So right. I knew he was low to the ground. I'm like, okay, he flip over, he good.
Right, yeah.
So I'll never forget his first. So his dad, man, his dad has seen him crash. He's like, oh, he's crashed again. It freaked me out because I did not. I just waited on them to tell me how he did. And I still do. But when we were in Birmingham last year for his first, like, USF 2000 race where the cars were bigger, a gentleman,
yeah, these are formula cars.
A gentleman asked me, he's like, so mom, so what do you, I'm like, I'm good. I'm like, he'll be fine. So guess what? That first race, we were right in that first turn.
Turn one. Mm-hmm.
Turn two.
Turn one,
as
two.
As Miles said.
Turn two, yeah, turn two, turn one.
Turn two, he comes, not even the first lap, down the hill, hits a patch of grass, comes, spins, turns sideways, and someone plows into him. I thought I was going to lose my mind. It was horrible. And I've tried to watch since, but now, when he won his first race in New Jersey last year and made history as the first African-American IndyCar sanctioned driver ever, I was in the bathroom the entire time.
Hold up. Beyond the bathroom part, I want you to say that all over again, not the bathroom part.
What he did.
The history part.
Miles Rowe made history. IndyCar has what's called the Road to Indy Series. So there's a ladder series.
Right.
USF 2000 is the first ladder series. There have been other African-American IndyCar drivers. None of them have won races. Miles is the first African-American to win an IndyCar sanctioned race. He made history. He is in Wikipedia. Mm. And we...
He'll never die.
Right.
Miles Rowe.
So what's that other? Bubba Franks? Bubba Sparks?
You know what?
Wallace.
That's
Bubba
NASCAR.
Bubba
Wallace. That's NASCAR.
That's NASCAR.
That's NASCAR.
He almost died.
It's a different race.
No. So let me teach you a little something.
Yeah.
So I was gonna get to that, the teaching between the IndyCar and NASCAR. Yeah.
So, you know, even whenever Miles was racing, oh, he wants to do NASCAR. I'm like, no, he does not want to ride around in circles or ovals or whatever they call. So one of the first things I learned is they used to always say it's open wheel. I'm like, what does that mean? Okay. But when I saw the cars, they don't have fenders.
Right.
The wheels are open, so it's open wheel racing. So it's those little long, sleek, low cars, and they're light. They're not the heavy, big fender-covered cars like NASCAR.
It's like stock cars.
Yeah, or stock cars.
Right.
Uh-huh. He wants to do IndyCar. He originally wanted to do F1.
Right, Formula One.
Same. Formula One.
Formula One, right.
Yeah, which is open wheel.
Mm-hmm. So, and because... What you imagine as in terms of NASCAR, Formula One is a faster race, though, right?
It all depends on the track. They're higher in technology for sure, but it all depends on, you know, in oval, I think IndyCars are faster. They get up to about 220, 230.
Right.
But, you know, the other road courses, Formula One, I think, is a little quicker.
Yeah, because those cars are, like I said, I think that's the best word you can say, are quicker. It's like the reaction time has to be a whole, that hand-eye coordination
got
has to
fenders
be.
Like Mom said.
You have to actually be doing this. Now, going back to being the first African-American in history to win.
Yeah, we can't just gloss over that, man. Like, that is
hard. Is there.
That's hard.
Once again, we talked about the sponsorships and things like that earlier. But is, like, what kind of... I would imagine that at some point in time, the race itself would say, hey, we have to recognize this young man for what he's doing. Did that recognition come?
Man, you know what NASCAR is, man. You know.
Not, but it's not NASCAR. It's not,
I mean,
not NASCAR.
I mean, see, okay, it's not NASCAR, but who controls the market share?
So, it's, so if we're doing it like you do on a Formula One racing, you would typically think of a more of a European style racing.
Same difference.
Okay.
So, but yes, but go ahead.
So this is how this goes. So when we owned our shop, in order to try to get sponsors or in order to try to secure donations to keep Miles racing, I did yoga and mimosas.
Okay.
On
see what
Saturday.
I'm saying? These folks, y'all deserve a dump truck of flowers.
Right.
At least
y'all
a hug.
Folks, y'all
you,
folks.
You're hustling and raising funds.
We hustle.
Support
we hustle.
Of this young man.
And I have
is...
got to give a shout out. We no longer own the wine cellars. But those clients loved Miles. Mm. And it's amazing and wonderful. It was beautiful to see a lot of them who had donated to this little cash bucket that we had sitting on our counter come and watch him. Because Miles made it up through the ranks in karting. He got his first kart when he was 14. 13 or 14. Mm-hmm. And he actually met Will Power, who is an IndyCar champion, who ended up now being Miles' mentor.
Okay.
And is fully responsible for him being involved in the Race for Equity.
Race for Equality and Change.
Race for Equality and Change. Through
well, I'm
Penske.
Finna say equity, boy. Y'all finna get big,
nah,
finna get
paid.
Big
Look,
pay. You know, that's my favorite
Equality
word.
Equality and change. So he got, even though, so Miles made it through carts, and once he got up to the cars, so we're talking tens of thousands of dollars, jumping from that to $250,000.
Mm.
He deserved it.
He did, but he couldn't do. We could not get sponsors. So guess what? He had to stop racing.
Oh.
When he was 16?
17.
17.
In 2017.
And this is the beauty of last year. So he developed a love for film and screen studies. He went to college. He will be graduating on May 16th. Sorry. But
yeah.
This gentleman,
what school is it?
Pace University in Manhattan, New York.
And
what's his degree of study?
In film and screen studies.
Film and screen studies.
So he likes to be behind the camera.
So just as putting a pause in the racing and you go, how is it on do you guys see for him that transition from racing, whether it's Georgia, Alabama, coming around, and then now you're at school on campus. On campus?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. On campus in New York. Like, did you get calls like, Mama, it's cold?
No. You know what? This is the other thing, and this is what people have to understand I hate to say it. You don't want to seem braggadocious.
Brag.
But this...
Your
son out here making history.
No, the point is,
and he couldn't have did none of this, man, without you gone. And, come
no,
on.
No,
hit me with it, because I know
look,
you,
no,
them dark nights, when wasn't nobody there but y'all two folk. Come on, man.
It was ugly. It was rough. It's like, man,
come
I don't
on,
know how
man.
It's
this
gonna happen.
This boy racing.
You got the credit card?
We ain't racing. Black folks ain't racing, man. Y'all went through it. Come on, this your flowers.
We truly went through it, but that's not it. A true champion will figure it out and make it happen. So when Miles decided, okay, Mom, I want to go to New York, he had all these posters in his room. So, again, it's like we didn't spend all this money racing. We have no money.
Right. That tuition is looking funny.
For out-of-state tuition.
Right.
So the thing was, you know what? Okay, you want to go to – I know you can get a Hope Scholarship because your grades are great.
Right.
He was still a great student. If you want to go to New York City, then you're going to have to make it happen. Mm. And you know what he did? He went to New York City.
He is still
an honor student, racing, traveling all over the country.
I don't see
how he does it. And he still has his sanity.
Because y'all here folks.
You know why? I'm going to be absolutely honest. And I think that
I can come talk a little bit from experience. He doesn't know anything else.
Exactly.
That's been his life. So you talk about like him being able to race, him being able to do all of these, he's multi-talented and do all of this is because you haven't set those limitations on him. You haven't said you can't
There's
do
nothing
that.
You can, cannot
so,
do.
So when you
That's
go along.
That's why I ain't going to let you get away from these flowers. We're going to make sure
Pecan,
you
Pecan, I like flowers. I'm
going to
need some tonight.
Oh, man.
Any kind, roses, daffodils, whatever.
For real. Hey, they hard to find because my daughter asked me for something.
When he's going out and he's breaking all these records and he's doing all these extraordinary things, to him, it's a regular Tuesday. I use that for my son. Like, he does a lot of different stuff. He's involved with a lot of different people and a lot of different stuff in music. He's DJing like the Braves Championship Parades and doing a lot of major stuff. And everybody looking like, ooh, like you must be nervous. So
you know
must
what?
Be.
And he's sitting over there like Miles, just like laying back in the cut.
But I tell All everybody, he doesn't understand. He has legendary people working with him. To him, it's like a Tuesday. Because he doesn't know anything else. It's like it would be different had he got a start late in the game.
This guy my dad knows.
right. It would be different had he gotten started late in the game. He would be just getting started now at 21. And he would be doing these things. And he's heard so many of these names and so many people have told him what he couldn't do and what he shouldn't do and how many people before him have tried and failed and all of these things. Mm-hmm. He started out, like you said, he was four. He's made up his mind at four, I want to do this. And at eight, he starts setting it in motion. And at 11 and 12, he's actually getting in the carts and he's going and he's doing this stuff. And
y'all supporting him every turn.
And
every
he doesn't
turn of the
know
way.
That this isn't what I'm not supposed to be doing. He sees it as this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So why wouldn't I be
My
running
mama said,
races?
Look, hold on. Look, Gordon. My mama said I could do it.
Right. They said I could do it. I'm just
pop with it.
I'm going to go. I'm
just
in.
Zero everybody else right. out. It's
I'm,
just clear
I'm
everybody
in the race. Why not win the race? That's the ultimate goal is
That's
to win
the
race.
That's the real.
So he doesn't have this mentality because like as you grow older, limits are set upon us.
Yeah.
And it's not always somebody telling you. Sometimes it's what you see and what you hear. And it's a lot of that happens. And you see, well, this guy tried and he didn't get a chance to do it. You see them discriminate him and you see and so you say, well, damn, I probably can't right. do it. Mm-hmm. But because you don't know that childlike innocence that says the world it belongs to me. I can do anything I want to do. It's like when you tell your little kid he can be the president of the United States.
Once you get that parental cosign, it just opens you to
exactly. And that's
who
like,
can tell me no.
Like he said, that's why you guys deserve the flowers
because you
have not set those limitations because they're and I see it all the time. Because
you could have been kind of ignorant.
Well, not even ignorant.
And been hold on, let me say this. He could have been like man, we black, man. What are we doing? We don't race cars. How many black people you see racing cars? Well,
I won't even say
that. You could have went that whole spiel.
You could describe that as ignorance.
Stepped on that man.
I wouldn't have described it as ignorance. I would have more so just say.
Ignorant just means you don't know.
Right. Or discouraging.
Right.
And with that same statement, where you look around, you don't see too many of us. Or how many?
But again, that's why, you know, exposure is the most important thing. And you know what Miles was his first exposure? It's changing the TV on the channel. He was exposed then
right.
by seeing it on TV. He didn't necessarily see a brown or black person, but he saw something different
stop.
That
right.
he was excited about.
And that
you
may
you go to your show like, hold on, son.
But that may be the beauty of it because in Formula One racing, you have a helmet, you have full body suits, you have gloves, and you don't know what the driver looks like until he gets out. He takes his helmet off, and they start to interview him after he's won or whatever. You don't have any idea. So it's not like basketball where I see that 75 to 85% of the league is black or football where, like, yes, they wearing helmets, but you can see everyone's arms and legs and things like that, and I can see that. So what you don't like, once again, I'm going back to that innocence of what you don't know. Mm-hmm. Better yet, the phrase,
you know
what you do know
it's
limits
not like
you.
He saw faces.
Right.
He saw a car and a person
and a
in a
racer.
Helmet.
Right.
Yeah.
So what you do know a lot of times sets those limits for what you try to achieve and strive for. And a lot of times as parents, I've seen it done where they say, oh, you can't do that. Even it's always crazy to have a parent say what a child can't do to set your limitations upon them.
Right, sure.
And then also in that same round, we talked about earlier setting your goals and dreams because if something didn't work for you, you say, well, I'm going to make – I see it all the time. I'm going to have my child. He have handles like Kyrie Irving, or he's going to be a great linebacker. He's going to run the ball like Herschel Walker, you know, anything like that.
Right.
Instead of just letting the child grow right. and develop
and choose
and decide what their interests are.
Have room to just.
Because even with that,
be.
You talked about the film. And you talked about what he likes to do behind the film. You could have very easily been like, hell no, all that money I spent. You want to do
carts
what?
And shit. Yeah,
you
want to
do what?
You better get back in that.
You better go back and get this car.
In the cockpit and figure this shit out.
We got this trailer back here, you know.
You could have done that.
We did. We sold the trailer. We had to sell the trailer.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Y'all deserve a whole lot of credit.
But going back, what is that schedule like? Just the scheduling, because I know, like with basketball, you have a lot of
this
travel.
Oh, this is what I wanted to add. Hold on.
With baseball, let him answer this. Hold that thought.
Okay, go ahead.
But with baseball, it's a traveling schedule, all that. What is that schedule like? What is a month? Because I know it's not a.
So are you talking about now? Or you're talking about karting.
Both, if you touch on it, yeah, both.
Okay, so I'm gonna touch on karting. So it was very different for them than it was for me, because they would, again, now mind you, we're on like a thread budget. We're not talking shoestring, we're talking right. a thread.
Like dental floss.
Dental floss budget. So you would leave probably, races were on Saturdays and Sundays typically.
Starts on Thursdays,
now,
so
he was in school, so he had to miss school. Now mind you, Miles was one of two students in his class in eighth grade who literally had perfect attendance from K-4 through eighth grade. Mm. He never missed one day of school. So starting in ninth grade, he had to miss school. But this is what it's like for me in the middle of the night when they're traveling to all of these places, waiting for them to get to somewhere to stop so that I could reserve a hotel room for them in the middle of the night. I got to wake up to try to book a place for them. And I've got to go through and look at the prices to try to figure out, okay, which one's cheapest, but
and
still they not going to bring home bed bugs.
Mm, right.
Or y'all need to, you sure it's okay for you to sleep in the car tonight?
Yeah. Right, because depending on where you are.
That's some dance. You know what I'm saying?
Because he was like, I'm like, y'all can't sleep in the car to rest stop.
Right, your depending mama on where you are.
Are you black?
Right. Your mama don't care because I'm paying for it anyway. So some of these nights, you feel?
Look,
we're gonna be in the back.
You call both of us bosses, okay?
I mean, no.
There you go.
Both
tell them again.
Both of us was paying for it.
Tell them again.
So mama say, I pay for
both,
my baby.
Both of us were paying for it. Yes.
So
that's right. That's
so,
right. That's
so
right.
Now, right. now let's that's fast forward right. into now. Is it any easier?
Oh, dude.
I can only imagine that it only gotten worse as you ramped
and
up.
And especially, again, with his first season last year. The busy season starts in what, March?
March through
October.
Mm. Okay.
This kid is in school full time. He's in college in New York City. So now we graduated and he is flying not only for racing, but he's got interviews in Indianapolis. So he's back and forth, missing school, I'm like, how are you still in college?
That's a lot of his homework in
the
airport.
Computer.
right. Like I said,
but he's exhausted. He still got it done, though.
Exactly.
I wasn't exhausted.
But that's but just like we talked about earlier, you will work for the passion.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You'll work for what you believe in and what you love. You'll always find time to put in that work. You could be dead tired.
And I agree with you.
Eyes feeling like got 30-pound weights on my eyelids.
And at some point, you just want to do it for your folks who, like you said, clear the path for you to become the natural version of yourself through your ambitions or your own will. You know what I mean? Like, didn't block you, didn't try to steer you. So, like, it becomes like, I want to do this for them.
And even a lot of times, it may not even feel like work.
Oh, no.
You know, because when he loves it.
It doesn't feel like work, and
it's
love
an assignment. Of course, he knows.
Certainly, tired and worn out often. So as a mom, I worry about him, you know, getting rest and, you know,
that
I'm like,
don't
dude,
need
you,
no sleep.
Listen, I'm like, you gonna get in a car? You fixing to get in a race car?
Look,
I need
ain't
you to get
worried
your
about
sleep.
None of that sleep, miss, man. Dad, nobody.
I need for you to sleep.
You know what? And to Lico's testament right here, like, as a 21-year-old man, he's probably getting the least amount. If he get an hour, like, there would be times when we would get home, and you put your head on the pillow, and you jump right back up, and you ready to go.
He can't even be stopped. At 21, no man at 21 can be stopped on energy.
Right.
Like, you just.
Like, if once again, if they could find that, whatever that is, and put it in a bottle, you would be.
I agree.
I'd be drinking it right now.
You'd be a wealthy individual. You'd be wealthy. Damn, Elon Musk.
Right? Wow.
Amazon ain't got nothing on me. But yeah, and now, what is the plan? Like you said he's interviewing. Now he's graduating. Time is opening up.
Hold on. Can I get in?
Oh, my bad. You did have a question. My bad.
Nah. What I wanted to ask was, in the beginning, back to the carding. Okay. We black folks.
Oh, good question.
We're not necessarily racing. I'm just not trying to skip over that part. So y'all are doing something and taking a chance not only on your son, but just in general. What I want to know is, how far from your house was the first place you found the race for him to race at?
Alpharetta, it's probably about 45 minutes to an hour.
What?
No, but what is it?
First place you find for him to do it, you got to drive an hour.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Right.
You start thinking like.
But you know,
and even after that, yeah, after Dawsonville, yeah, I mean, they raced in Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, we used to drive up to Dawsonville. It was about an hour and 20 minutes. That's one way. Then
I'm talking about like early in it.
That's early. Yeah, that's early.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So by the time you got to Dawsonville, an hour and some change away, how long had he been doing it?
Two years. Because that's the outdoor track.
So to bounce off of that though.
Yeah, y'all some monsters.
You have this young black man who's winning in these places where young black men are scarce, first
are
of all.
There.
And
not
then
there.
They win.
Yeah, yeah,
what is that? You're there with him, Dad. What is that atmosphere like?
Oh, gee.
How is that?
How
side
the other dads over there?
How is that side?
How's it kicking it with Bill and Bob and them over there?
I'm sure that tension.
Oh, major.
It's crazy.
Yes, crazy.
Especially when your son wins, and they gotta come over here. It probably hits you with one of them. You wasn't even looking.
Well, it's daunting. We was the only black folks there, majority, probably all the time.
Oh, man.
And so you walk up in there, drive up in there, and they just look at you like, you know, what are you doing here?
That's pulling up. Like,
yeah, you know, and, you know.
Y'all serving some drinks or something? Yeah. What you doing?
But we just, you know, stay focused and you know, take care of business, do what we had to do. But yeah, it was very uncomfortable.
And it's easier when your boy wins.
Yeah, it is.
But Miles also, I mean, Miles had a target on his freaking back.
Has. Yeah.
They would literally.
It ain't went nowhere.
Yeah.
Crash their cart before they would see him win.
His first season, I think he crashed almost every
race.
He couldn't finish a race.
Because they knew if he would finish, he was going to win.
He was going to win.
He couldn't finish a race.
If you let him finish,
he
going to win.
It was so frustrating for him.
I don't want to dig too deep because I know y'all trying to do y'all thing. But see, that right there just makes me want to talk about a whole nother thing.
I'm gonna kindly get into that. Like, how are those talks though? Like, as a dad, like, how are those talks as we're going back to the hotel and you see the frustration, he's expressing that frustration. Like, what advice are you giving?
You know, I try to keep him uplifted because
say don't do a Will Smith.
He's gonna just give up. He's gonna give up, and I just can't. You gotta keep pushing. This is right. What you want. You know, you just gotta go through these motions. Just keep pushing. That's most of what I'm just trying to just. It's okay, you know.
So for me, my first time actually going, because I don't, you know, even with my kids, I am uber competitive, and it's still the issue now.
Said, how many brothers? Four brothers?
Yeah, four brothers.
Yeah.
So even when I used to watch them play baseball, I would be the lady at the fence going, because I want them to do so well. So I'm like, I can't do it. So we were in North Carolina, and I saw my first race. And I saw all of these RVs, these huge vehicles. Now, mind you, when Miles get hit, guess what? We ain't got no more equipment. We are done. Yes, we're packing it up. We're right. going home.
Right. That's the other thing that they we worried about. They had carts
hanging. Three, four. If their cart, they just tossed that one in the trash and pull out a new one.
Yep, back at it.
Yeah.
So that's why he won,
because he knew he couldn't lose. That reminds me of so much. like
you know what, Lecon, we're going to deal with your issues in a minute.
No.
We're going to sit on the couch.
I think my issues helped mold me into a dope individual. But
that's
like
good.
What I'm saying is, like, I just relate because, you know, we old ex-athletes. All of this is our passion through our past and through our relationship.
Oddly enough, have all, like, played football with him, with Greg Rush. Played basketball
and football.
We all played together, so
played. But just saying that to say, like, the part about wanting to make your parents proud, like going through those motions and going through, like, just that part of y'all's journey, I just know that's on his mind. He like, bro, if I lose or if we crash. You think he don't know kids? No.
Oh, he does. Well, he does.
Yeah, he knows.
Well, that's the other thing.
Yeah. He hit y'all with the $20,000 proposal that didn't go nowhere. So he at least know.
Yeah. There's a limit.
Oh, yeah, some kind of limit.
Yeah,
he's straight.
He's well aware and is very humble and grateful and has been from the very beginning.
Yeah. Well, and that's
part of his medal.
And that's a testament to both of you because
both of
like
y'all.
I'm sure you've seen if you both been out with him, you've seen other kids who act like you know, where's my I want this, it's gotta be here now. You know, you've seen other
Well, you just
other,
turned into Mickey Mouse.
That was my young white guy voice.
That's an impersonation of badass kids.
So that was my
mission to go.
And they're Caucasian,
right? That was my young white kid voice. But you sing like the act out, and I'm sure he's seen the act out.
Yes. Some of those kids don't even care.
I mean,
you just go out there
and seriously.
I mean,
they do not care. They will wreck a car.
But their parents,
they know they're gonna get another one
too. I mean, yeah.
They know they got another one on backup.
They used to just run over him sometimes. I mean, yeah.
Target on his back.
Hey, look. Have you ever just seen him think he wanted to try and see if he could do it, and you hit him with him?
Well, beyond that though,
we out here, but come on. Though.
Have you seen him come close to the line where I am angry?
That's
what I'm asking. Yeah, I am angry.
Yes, I have.
His dad probably has. Yeah,
and one time. Just Will Smith. I'm going to go Mike Tyson on this fool.
Not fight, but he on the track.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gee. I thought he lost his mind.
Yeah, because I remember. I think they had that on tape somewhere.
Yeah, I thought he lost his mind.
Oh, he was so pissed off.
I thought he lost his
mind. Look, I was not there.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes that's just anger.
That's just anger. Yeah. I'm tired of this. I'm fed up. Yeah.
Enough's enough.
Yeah. I thought he lost it.
Nah, he going against the grain.
And
I know he feel it.
And that helps him. Like when you talk about college and how he's doing it,
when you go against like an entire arena full of people, a homework assignment ain't nothing.
It's kind of like that with him, and it's funny because he has a very laid back demeanor. Did you read the article that I sent you, Greg? So that article was the most well written article. It takes me two paragraphs to say what the gentleman who wrote that article said about Miles. He's very humble, but he understands that he does not owe anyone anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if this works out, that's awesome. This is what he wants to do. But you're not taking anything away from me,
right,
as a person, if it don't.
And it kind of reminds me of there's a show right now on HBO Max called Winning Time. It's about Magic Johnson and the Lakers and how that whole thing, Dr. Jerry Buss, came to be. And the one of the focus on Magic Johnson is kind of like, okay, there's this thing to where no matter how great I play, no matter how good I am, we sit at the All-Star game and they ask me about Larry Bird. And how's it feel to play against Larry Bird? And what is Larry Bird going to do? He's like, I'm killing this. We are going to the NBA championship and you're asking me how does it feel to not play against Larry Bird? The hell with him. I'm the show.
It's Larry Bird. It's Larry Bird, though, bro. Come on.
But at the time in 1979, he was Larry Bird. But at the same time, if you Magic Johnson, and I beat him to win the college national championship, and now I'm in the NBA, and I'm going to the NBA finals, and Larry Bird just got beat by Dr. J and the 76ers, and you still ask me about Larry Bird, right? You still asking me about him, like. You see that, and I think that it helps to appreciate like the people that are supporting you.
That's who you need to have your son. You need to have your son like watch the athletes that kind of had to go through
the Jackie Robinson story, like those type of things.
And we've had him watch that. And one of of course you've got Lewis Hamilton,
mm-hmm.
who of course everyone loves.
Your mama got off the meat rag out here, man.
He has gone through some crap and still been graceful.
Yeah.
And you look at all the crap that Bubba Wallace is going through, gone through, and still been graceful.
Because that was a damn noose. I don't care what nobody said.
Yeah, I know, right?
They could try
to
hit me.
Try to make it build?
Yeah, it was a pulley. You're going to pull
harness.
It, open the garage.
A harness.
It's so funny how.
Ain't crazy.
Kind of like what Michelle Obama always said of, when they go low, we go high. I love Charlemagne the God. He's like, we need to go medium.
Right. We don't have to go high all the time.
We need to go medium.
We need to be a little
sometimes.
Bit petty. Yeah. Because a lot of times, and I think that happens a lot, as black people, we've been so accommodating to the racism to where when you are
but
not.
It's the position that we are coming from. It ain't like we, I don't even think we necessarily are choosing to be accommodating.
Well,
It's used to being systematic. So it's like, this ain't our setup, so we got to kind of come in here.
We
You know what? And the thing is you're right. Because even, knowing that the demographics and the audience for IndyCar, as well as Formula One, is very different from NASCAR. So, NASCAR, if they're out there drinking beer and cussing and doing all this stuff, nobody says it. You can't do that at IndyCar.
Right.
Right.
You're not doing that at
F1. Right.
But you also have millions and billions of dollars at these tracks. My question to you is, our kid has made history.
Right.
Our kid is leading this championship. He was out of a car for 4 freaking years. He has one sponsor,
mm-hmm.
who created the Race for Equality and Change. He has no other sponsors.
Diddy. Come on, man. Come on, Diddy, man.
Well, I think that's about the exposure. Yeah, I think that's about the exposure
But it's the size of the industry.
We have to represent.
Well, again, it's exposure. Right. People don't know IndyCar.
I'm calling on this black money, man.
If they're trying to bring up and increase the demographics of people who attend the race,
right.
Of which that racetrack is surrounded by African American communities.
Of course, because they're gonna support
who don't go to these
barely
races.
Any one of us.
So.
But that's
what I'm saying. I think you come to places like here who we're going to try to get the word out. We're not going to try. We're going to get the word out. We're going to put focus. I'm going to highlight a lot of these things. And when you shine the light on it, because we don't know, because we don't go, and because we don't see it a lot, there isn't that exposure. But once people say, wait, hold on, what the heck? What's going on over there? He's doing who? Why isn't anybody telling me about it? Once you get that, and you get that traction, and you get that stuff going, because they're not going to do it for you. Had this been some record-setting kid from Spain,
right?
They may or from France or wherever, and he's coming in, he's breaking records, he's undefeated here and there, and he's gone this race and won. Then the powers that be in those particular races will say, hey, this kid, you got to see.
So my question for you and for the audience is, why does that have to be black or white?
That's how society has it designed.
I was just going to say, I hate the world is black and white, right?
Yeah, the whole world is black and white. But
you know what? The world right now is beige.
Well, really, you want the world to be green. You know what I'm saying? That's you know, but hold on, check this out. You know, my thing is this, like, I know as far as, like, with sponsors and stuff, you know. But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You got IG, like, TikTok, you know what I'm saying? Like, at his races, do, like, little TikToks and stuff. And, you know, something like that.
And that's what people have to understand. And that's one of the things that I don't like. And I love the fact that Miles is... If there is nothing else, Miles is his own person, and Miles is who he is. So one of the big things with Miles is, okay, so you are Miles Rowe Racing. Miles decided, he came and he had a conversation with his father and I, and he said, you know, I want to change. I want people to see my artwork. I want people to see my creative side. So I want to blend the two. And I created Miles Rowe Racing. I created MilesRowRacing.com, his Facebook. I'm like, how dare you change that? Dude, all this work I've done since you were 12, all of the whole 900 followers. So I'm like, dude, you can't do this, because he explained it to us, and we're like, you know what, that kind of makes sense. Which is why I was talking about this article that was written, because Miles is Miles, and he wants to be who he is, and that's racing, that's film, that's photography, that's fashion, that's all of those things. And now his handle is no longer Miles Rowe Racing. His handle is Ocean by MR. Ooh,
that's his label. That's his brand.
That's his brand.
Right.
That is his brand, and I get behind him with that. So... he does not feel like he has to conform or change anything about who he is. And one of the things that I am most proud of our oldest child is that he is fully comfortable in his own skin.
Amen.
And just to go back to that, like Liko said, you had a moment where you were like, I started this, I built this, you have a vision.
I had to let that vision go. Exactly. That vision passed. Because you know what? Exactly. He's no longer my kid that I can tell you how to do and what to do. Now you control your own destiny. So I had to back up and let you do you.
Mm-hmm. And that goes again to, you see certain things and you still see kind of where you want him to be, kind of where you want him to go. You kind of put him in a certain box, and he doesn't see that box. He doesn't see those walls. He wants to have it all. Like, and in today's society, you can.
And that's the cool thing is, he right now, he got an internship with a company who actually goes around and films and photographs IndyCar.
Look at that. See how that works?
He was in Long Beach a couple of weeks ago. He was in Texas last month, still in school, at IndyCar races. He's not in a car. He's still there.
And that's just the universe, that's God, that's absolutely everything taking shape, because
that is right. But God.
He is working his vision and what right. He sees, what he sees for himself. Right. And when you have right. that, when you have that, it'll all open up for you. Right. And he's making it happen. And I want, like you talked about the articles, you talked about everything. I want you to kind of give the website out again. I want you to also give like the Instagram, all the stuff, because I want people that are listening to go ahead and say, this is a great story. I want to know more. I want to see the young man that we're right. talking about. I want to see some of the things that he's doing. Could you please promote it again? Just tell us one more time.
So for one thing, it's I always call him My Miles. His name is spelled with a Y, not an I. It is My Miles. Miles, MyLesROWE. His website is Miles Row Racing, and Row is ROWE.
R-O-W. I looked him up on Wikipedia.
Already. Look, he's okay, there.
Even before you said it, I was about to need the IG. I need the Nico. I know you got the IG.
Got it. So you can Google or Wikipedia Miles Row, but his handle is @Ocean. By MR. His nickname is Ocean. I did not give him that nickname. He got it in high school. It's a long story.
I was getting ready to
and
ask
we'll have
that.
To.
He got it in college.
He got that in high school. He got it in high school. He will have to give you that story when he comes and does a podcast. But it's @Ocean by MR. He has a GoFundMe. So, mind you, he's on a new team now, and we managed to get sponsorship. Thank goodness for Mr. Penske, Penske Entertainment.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes. Penske Entertainment. Through this last race that was in Birmingham.
Okay.
Good, except the season goes through October.
October, yeah.
My kid has no more money and no more sponsors. The money that we've raised on GoFundMe, thank God he's had, because flying him from New York City to Indianapolis to
Florida for testing, all of his stuff,
hotels, that has covered that.
Right.
Because, again, we're entrepreneurs, but we're small business owners. We're not moguls yet.
Right.
We're bosses, but we're little bosses.
Right. Right.
So thank you. Go, please. We have people who give $5, and they're like, it's not much. Guess what? That $5 is parking for somewhere.
Right.
But what?
Parking somewhere.
Dollar menu somewhere.
It doesn't matter. It adds up.
People don't understand that a lot of times, in a lot of different spaces, that, you know, people say, well, I can only donate $10, or I can only do.
$10 is good.
And people don't realize that you make an impact. Like, if I got 100 people that's doing $10, I'm doing all right.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, I'm getting some stuff done. But
that's what they want in the truck.
But what he needs right now is we need corporate sponsors, because Miles, right. in order for him to continue to race, mm-hmm. Miles needs $250,000, like, right now.
And
come on, and, Tip. And, well, yeah, Tip.
Well, beyond asking, like,
come on, Ross, you done moved up here, man. Put some money on Miles.
Beyond the rappers, beyond all of that, like. Just down the street, we have Chick-fil-A, we have Coca-Cola, we got the Porsche. You know, you gotta be.
You know what? And Kathy Truitt is a big supporter of the school that he attends, Whitfield Academy.
Right.
They grandfathered in on that other side, man. We gotta holler at ours.
Well, that's true. But that's true. But at the same time, they're more prone to give it because they understand the tax game more than a lot of us. A lot of us don't like. That's how a lot of times you say, "Oh, Uncle Sam, take such and such, such, such." Well, you know why? Because you don't give.
Right. Sure.
And because you don't give, they say, "Oh, you didn't give. You made $5 million this year. You didn't give a dime, except to your mother or to your sister. That don't count."
So because you didn't give, I'm taking 2.5. I'm taking 2.3 or whatever it is. And because you didn't give, you're getting taxed heavily. And that's why a lot of people get in trouble with, like, the finance game. Sure. Because you don't want to pay Uncle Sam $2 million because you only made $5 million. But if you had you just donated $200,000,
right, you wouldn't even get, you wouldn't have had a deal with
right. That, right. Yeah. So and that's the other thing. Like we have to teach each other and teach our kids a lot about how money actually works.
You know what? And one of the things that we've taught our kids from day one, and I'm a big proponent of giving back. I believe each and every person on this earth was put here to do something for someone other than themselves.
Right.
You got to give back. You got to give back. And the thing is with corporate sponsors, Miles has received an immense amount of press.
Right.
NBC, BET.
And that's beautiful. But so it ain't. It's no money.
You want press? I mean, you see him in interviews. He's mentioning these names. I mean, it's so much. It's like, and that's it. It at the end of the day, there is, like you were saying about Magic Johnson, this kid has done everything that he can possibly do. There is nothing else that he can do. He is 2 years into this series. There's kids that are still in the series after 3 years.
3 years, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's leading the championship.
Come on, QCP.
He's in first place.
Right. Coach K.
Can't do anything else. Can't win any more races.
That's why I wanted the Instagram.
So, you know what? Yes. I got something. Go ahead. Hey, can you?
What you got? You got 250 on it.
Hey, y'all, with these looks right here, maybe get you half a meal just off a look.
Work it.
Bullfrog gonna start the OnlyFans over here.
Hey, I will start the OnlyFans. Everybody, folks give money for showing their toenails.
Right.
Hey. Right. Right.
I'm gonna tell you something. Let me see that mic right
there. Uh oh.
You done heard me talk about it a lot. You know, first and foremost, I gotta give homage. You know, just the support that you're giving them. You get what I'm saying? And based off that support, I'm gonna tell you, that 250, you know, it may look like a long shot right now, but God don't do miracles. He give blessings.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and I mean, if I had it too nifty, I'd give it to you because, you know, one, he looked like me. You feel me? Like, nah, straight up. Because, like, this man sitting across from you been showing me love from day one. This man right here sitting across from you been showing me love from day one. This man right here on that DJ board been showing me love from day one. Leeko Brown been showing me love from day one and talking about me every time you see me. I'ma talk shit back, though. You get what I'm saying? So, like, this is, like, I look, like, this is my new extended family. You feel me? And, you know, I was going through a lot of stuff when I started my cigar brand. My cigar brand is only like 4 months old. Oh, okay. And I've been making a lot of strides in 4 months. And, you know, it's been a lot of tears. It's been a lot of anger. It's been a lot of doubt.
Dude, we've been in it for over 20 years. They don't stop, but you all right.
You're right. Exactly. But I'm going to tell you through prayer, commitment, you get what I'm saying? Like, hey, I wish I'm gonna find a way to support as much as I can. You get what I'm saying? I don't have to.
We all will.
It's like I want to build the Charlotte's Web. You feel me? Because with the Charlotte's Web, that's a network. You feel me? You got to be village minded now.
Absolutely.
And then especially like he's 21 years old, and he's making moves. I got a little partner of mine. His name Elijah. I'm gonna get him in here.
Okay.
He's 21 years old. He has his own valet service,
oh, wow.
And he's nice. Making $250,000 a year doing
oh,
it already. You get what I mean? Yeah, his dad is one of my brothers in Christ, and it's just like, you know, I come from that generation where people say, hell, I'm older than you. You can't tell me shit. Nah, bro, that little 21-year-old joker sit down here and be like, Jay, shut up. I'm finna tell you some game. Guess what? I'm gonna soak that game up. You feel me? Sometimes we have to learn how to just be quiet and listen. You feel me? But just like y'all accomplished the main step, and that's the support. You feel me? It's just, and that's the one thing. And plus, like both families together and stuff, it's a lot of guys who single family homes and stuff like that who's lacking a lot of direction. And you know, right now at 21 years old, he's already beat that statistic. You get what I mean? Yeah. I'm a statistic. I know a lot of my friends are statistics. Yep. You feel me? And to have dual support, you feel me? That's just like, that speaks volumes. So he's going to be all right. I'm going to tell you something. Oh, yeah. I know I asked this question. I'm going to backtrack when I was talking about TikTok, right? I'm going to tell you something about, he can keep his identity. He doesn't, because I'm going to tell you something. I want you to check me out.
You know he's serious when he sit up to the front. Look, when he sit up to the front of that chair.
I want you to check me out. My cigar brand is called the Garlito, right? That idea, so my IG is Great Smokes 2016. People say, why 2016? That's when the idea came. Watching a movie, Carlito's Way, right?
Yeah,
watch that. Mm-hmm. When I had to lose a job to start my business. So I drained every damn thing I had to start a business. So when I started my cigar brand, they told me white folks don't smoke cigars with black people faces on it. But I said, well, you Negroes can go get you some KFC and some Wendy's.
True, got the Colonel.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you know, yeah, y'all took Uncle Ben off the cover. Y'all took Aunt Jemima. Y'all took the Indian off for Land of Lakes, but left the land. I mean, come on, man. You feel me?
But left the land.
It's just like, I was just telling my best friend today. Yeah, but I'm saying though. But see, I told my best friend today, it's just like we're designed to live this American dream, the house, the family, the kids, the dogs. That's like 70% of America, 75% America. But, you know, when I look at that 35%, I look at folks like Jackie Robinson. You feel me? I look at Hank Aaron. You know, they said, oh, a nigga never be able to play in the major leagues. When they went to travel, especially to Florida, he had to stay in Sanford, the same city that Trayvon Martin died at. Yep. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't care about that 70%. Because Hank Aaron was said, if you break Babe Ruth record, we gonna kill you. Right. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Why being at 70%? It's the 75%. That 35% is who changed the world. Right. That's the one that you gonna remember.
Right.
Not the person who followed the same system and pattern that every damn person following America. And as black people, I feel like we got caught in that system.
So one of the things
I'm sorry, please.
No. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
But
one of the things I want to just interject while it's on my mind, because I'm old and I'm a forget.
Come on, talk to me now.
There is a new African-American driver to NASCAR. His name is Jesse Owuji.
For real?
We spoke with him. He was recommended for someone from Miles to connect with and talk to. And I think, so this is, I think, how Ocean by MR became what it was. And this is more so how I became comfortable in that. He explained, you're racing with people with a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to do the
same thing.
You're trying to do the same thing. You're trying to make sure you get there following their formula. You don't have their network. You don't have their funds. You have got to do this differently. You cannot do this the same way that they do it, which made sense, which made me comfortable in, okay, if this film and screen and fashion and whatever, you know what? We have been trying since he was 10 years old to get sponsors for him. We've had a few small ones, but no, I don't care how many races this boy's won, how many championships he's won. He's not gotten any major sponsors until Roger Penske stepped up to the plate.
Now, I'll ask this.
Is that Penske from Penske Truck Rental?
That's Penske from Penske Everything.
Well, guess what? Since he supported him, I'm a damn go use Penske then when
you
I need
what?
The transport. Just cause you said that.
Thank you.
I bull job you not.
I'm not playing. I'm serious.
I'm dead serious.
But
I'll say,
I want to ask this because I know me as an individual, as a parent, as a person. Like, when that happens, how has that shaped you? Like, knowing that had he looked like somebody else that would be accolades being thrown at him, that would be money thrown at him? How are you not bitter or sour at some of the things that are taking place?
We probably got two different answers, because like I said, I grew up in a very rural town in Alabama. Like I said, I'm not going to do it on the mic, but if y'all, we talk, I'm like straight country, like for real, I take it all the way there. Will. So I grew up in a time where my mom worked at a country club. She waited at night. She had to go in through the back door.
Mm-hmm.
My dad would come home pissed off. People often ask me, they're like, you're not from Alabama. You speak so properly. First of all, people speak however they want to speak.
Right.
But I'll never forget, my dad came home from work one day. He was pissed off. He said, he asked me something, and I said, yassa. He said, what did you say? I said, yassa. He said, listen to me. It is yes, sir, and no, sir. You will speak properly. From then on, this is how I got this. But I went to school. When I got to high school, we had to ride the bus. I was called a nigga every day I got on that bus. Every day. We were the only black people who rode the bus to school every day. So guess what? I learned, and I had a thick skin. Our children are taught love is love. God is love. There is no black. There's no white. Blood is red. Love everyone. However, don't let anybody mistreat you.
Right.
Man, Lico, send me that. I done sent you a friend request on Facebook, and your ass ain't accepted it yet.
Say he made no post about you.
Hey, commission, that's so live. Yeah, that's going to be on the podcast, Lico.
Lico, swipe left.
I know.
Left that chump on red.
Right? Left it on red all day. So I have a different perspective of people are going to be who they are. So we were at the IndyCar race. So my brothers who are from Alabama, who live in our hometown, came up to watch Miles race. They had never seen him race. Now, these are the same two dudes that I rode in the back of the Chevelle racing in the country. So I actually didn't realize our passes allowed us on pit row. So we got to walk in the pits, but when we came around, there are all these people in the pavilion, a lot of them white, eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing here? That's what I was saying.
That tension that you walk through.
Every time.
Listen, it may be tension. It's not tension for me. I told my brothers, I said, you know what? For some reason, I feel like walking taller. It makes me strut when I walk. I strut when I walk. Yes, hi. Yeah. I'm here.
We're going to kick y'all ass.
No. I ain't even got to say that, which is what I teach my show them.
Right.
You ain't got to say nothing.
See, she coming from that school. My mom talking about that.
See.
Show them.
See. I can't take him nowhere. See what I'm saying?
Let me see what I'm saying. I just know where that type of mama-ing come from.
That whole scenario that you just described, even just being the only black people on the bus.
Right.
We would have been fighting every day.
Bruh.
We'd have had to stand shoulder to shoulder, listen, back to back. We'd have to fight.
I've been the only black kid on a baseball team before.
So this goes back to people who talk about dealing with slavery, going, you know, I would have. You know what? You don't know what you'll do until you're in that situation. And again, my parents taught me the same thing that I'm teaching my children. Their words hurt, but they not at my house. I'm going to get off this bus.
Right.
And guess what? It's 20 of y'all on here, and it's three of us. I'm also not stupid.
Well, I say that from coming from a kid who originally was coming from Red Oak, Georgia, to the College Park, and then we moved to Riverdale, and we're in a neighborhood where it's like we are the only black family in the neighborhood. and I have white neighbors. I had two white neighbors. One was a year older than me. His brother was 2 years older than me. And when I tell you, I would beat them in basketball every other day, and it would always result. If I didn't fight, then it's going to be the typical white names. If I didn't fight David, I fought Johnny. You know what I'm saying? It's going to, like, if I, these are their real names. These are their real names. If I didn't fight David, I fought Johnny.
Look, why were they surprised when you beat them at basketball?
I don't know. I don't know. But they would, and it was like clockwork. Every other day, they would still come see if I could come play.
Glutton for punishment.
I would still go play. And we still fight. Every week, it was the reoccurrence. And it looking back on it, it was insanity.
Why are we trying to fight 20 folks on a bus every day? No.
I mean, because sometimes you got a little more.
I mean, you say kids. I mean, I'm saying kids. I'm talking about, I'm 14, 15 years old. I ain't like 8, 9 years old. Right, I'm a teen.
Going just like beating them little boys up, man.
And DJ,
I'm
gonna be absolutely honest. They weren't no little boys.
Who won?
I got a bunch of them.
I got a bunch of them.
I'm gonna say I won some and I lost some. I will say that.
That's fair.
And
I'm being honest.
I'm gonna say I won more than I lost though. Be honest with you, say I won, Lord, my Lord, when I lost.
That's hilarious.
Hilarious.
Wow.
Nah, if I took some L's, I tell you, I got my ass handed to me. But that ain't how it went down.
Nah, not over there. Not by them.
That ain't how it went
down. What you said, Johnny?
Nah,
and
I got
David.
Some stories where I can tell you, I took an L, but it wasn't them.
No, don't tell no story without the mic. Hold on.
Now he gonna put on his Barry White. Yeah. See how y'all talk? You gotta put on his Barry White.
You know, hey man, you never know who can hear this, bro. I'm married though. I am a married man, happily married.
Them folks don't care.
I know, right? But you know, man, damn, I lost my train of thought, but I'm about to get it right though. Oh man, I done lost.
See all that Barry White you were doing?
I know. Me over here talking about, bro, I just want you. I done forgot what I was about to say. All right, Lico, here you go. But I'm gonna remember about 2 more seconds, so. You know you're going to be tired as hell reaching back.
But no, I do understand.
Blends done blended his memory loose.
It'll come back to you directly.
Please pull up the Hayville and have you a nice drink and a cigar and a stogie.
So I do want you guys to come back. I understand that we're running a little long, and I'm sure, like, we'll be here all night. And we'll just have fun all night long. But I know that y'all probably got other things to do.
Well, we got a 17-year-old who hopefully he's eating.
If he comes in town, we call you.
And well, that's what I was getting ready to say.
Please,
I would
please love, because I want to meet this young man.
I want to shake his hand. Yeah, I want to shake his hand.
Ocean by MR. Yeah. I just made a post. I tagged Tilt, Did It, Killer Mike, and every other rich nigga in the city. Look, this man is a championship record-breaking, history-making
athlete.
young man in
athlete,
formula
yes.
racing, and
please
he probably
tell me, you know what? If you said formula, go back and edit. It's IndyCar, bro.
IndyCar, but look, I really want to say this. What I want to say is, he started there, but his swag on his page seemed like he might go into every lane of racing before he say, I don't want to do it no more.
He definitely had
that's how he kicked his shit on the Instagram. I just sat there and just was going through it right quick like, oh, he don't hit Kanye.
So like,
yeah, I can do fashion.
This
I got girls over here.
Yeah.
But hey,
I'm championship NASCAR.
That's balance.
It's
like,
balance, but you know what?
And I do film
so
and all kind of stuff.
Humble, and that's what I love, the fact that he, and it's genuine. he is so grateful to be where he is. He's so humble. Whatever, he's love. He's peace, he's love. He's woosah, he's all of those
He's
things.
The ocean, wavy.
And I can't wait to
follow
meet
the
him.
Drip.
Like you said, I can't.
No, Chris, his little brother's the drip.
Oh,
okay, little bro.
See, coming right behind him.
Yeah.
But yeah,
big
I can't.
Big bro ocean, he got to be the drip. You know? They come. I like it. Hey, when they come to town, please let me meet them.
Oh, yeah,
please,
definitely.
Because
he'd love to do. As a matter of fact, he was doing a
podcast tonight. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I would love to meet him. And if there's anything going on, please feel free to tag me. I started following him everywhere. I think I even followed you on LinkedIn.
Oh, ain't much going on. Ain't nothing but business. Look, ain't nothing but business.
Yeah, right. But yeah, if there's an event going on, like just let me know. Say, hey, we'll be here.
I need.
And if at all possible that I can be there, or if I can't be there, I'll definitely promote it.
The closest race he just did.
He just finished in Birmingham, which we had a huge turnout. It's not on his page.
Birmingham ain't nothing.
I just get ready to say.
We'll come to Birmingham.
I know it's 2 hours away, but we had such a huge turnout, and I promise you, they ain't never seen that many black people at Bob. It was. You know what? No, but again, I did feel like I needed to strut when I walked through Pitt Lane, and I felt good doing it. So before we get out, one, I want to thank Greg Rush, who is my fellow,
my brother.
The Round Table Nights member. So the Round Table
Hold
Nights.
Hold on before you stuff your face while
I know,
because
I might
listen,
I might ask you to
look
I'm
at
gonna,
it.
I'm
he's like,
yeah,
thanks.
So the Round Table Nights for entrepreneurs, for small business owners, if you're looking for a one-stop shop, we have experts. I own an HR, human resources, and staffing company, so anything that has to do with employees is what I do.
Yeah, so don't be talking about you can't find no job with your broke ass.
You know what? Because I got a job for you. You won't take it, but please.
My role mama got a job for your broke ass.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm going to need you to take it and show up. Come to work every day.
Come to work. Don't get the job then.
So we have everything from warehouse to positions to concrete positions, clerical, accountants, you name it. So TWCGS.com. TWCGS.
TWCGS
is our website. But again, I'm here mainly on behalf of the Roundtable Knights, of whom I have just become the vice chair for.
Okay.
Surprise, Greg. I told Steve, I'm like, it's just a title, right?
Now they're going to put you to work.
I'm already working. I told him I'm maxed out. But the roundtablenights.org. If you're looking to start a business, if you need information on how to start a business, we have different experts in different segments. We've got people who are insurance brokers. If you need workers' comp insurance or business insurance, we have people who can help you with proper licensing. Any and everything you need for a business, we're there. I know that was so boring, but I had
No. Because
that's my day job.
There's someone that's listening that needs that information.
TWC.com.
Because while a lot of stuff is opening and available, a lot of people still don't understand like where to go, where to look.
You know what? And one of the things helping
broke niggas need to hear that again.
No, but I am. If people have questions. Renee, R-E-N-E-E at TWCGS.com. Numbers 404-458-1253. That's the business line. I will talk to you personally. 404. Don't call me. 4. I'm gonna know who you are, because I'm gonna know your voice.
Right.
458-1253. But I really like.
I'm sorry.
I like helping people. I still talk to some of our old warehouse associates who are looking for certain positions. You know, if you need help with your resume as far as what to put on there, I mean, it's free. We're a company that wants to help people find employment. We're a company that wants to help people find employees.
So you're basically the network. You're the plug. The put.
You are the answer to
the employees, I can't to the find employers, them,
baby. Right.
You know what?
Get off that girl couch, bruh.
For the most
See,
part.
See, he like the dude that's like, what are you doing with your life? Remember that commercial? What you doing with yourself?
The name, word for the day is
J-O-B.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to need for you to show up. I need for you to show up. So, I'm going to need for you to come to work.
You did say it again.
Every day.
Every day.
Every
Monday
day.
Through Friday.
Every day. I need for you to show up and not late.
You
not
can
late.
Hear niggas running like roaches. Listen.
But. Right, right. I told you that. As I said, what you doing with your life? Get up off the couch. Make something of
y'all
yourself.
Y'all folks, get off them girls' couches, man.
But
taking advantage of that young lady,
man. They not on their couch.
But once again, Miles Road Racing.
Yes.
.com or
.com. MYLESROWE, MilesRoadRacing.com.
I need you to look and support. Don't just say, oh, that's cool. Support. Spread the word, spread the message, and share it. Put it on your Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those things. TikTok.
Do we have a count of how many black people are even involved in as racers in the sport? Period. We ought to have about a three or four people.
Are we talking like IndyCar, which is
like
what he does?
The gauntlet.
It
can't be more than five out of all of them.
Well, yeah, some owners, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, okay. Emmitt Smith.
Yeah.
That's who you should have tagged.
So
should have tagged MJ.
I didn't know that.
I knew he was doing NASCAR. NASCAR.
All these are NASCAR.
Yeah, I know MJ is doing NASCAR.
Just but he's
doing Bubba Wallace. He just got Bubba Wallace.
Right.
So Bubba had to have a damn noose in his shit before Jordan went over there. So we got to stage something for Miles to. Hey, we gotta put two nooses in his shit. If he had one noose,
yeah, put a noose in the coffin.
So Miles' next race is supposed to be on May 14th through the 15th. He graduates on the 16th.
Oh, that's what's up.
We don't know how he's gonna get there. I know he's going to get there.
He's gonna make it.
Right.
But we don't know how.
Clearly, he determined to do it.
So let's say that again. Hold on. He graduates. No.
What he does best.
He might drive a rental car, but he won't get in a race car until he got some money.
The races win.
He's going to drive the rental like a race car.
In less than 2 weeks.
And he graduates when?
May 16th. So he will race that weekend.
And graduate.
Come home on Sunday. Put his cap and gown on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. Right, hey, man. All y'all folks who hit his podcast with some, come on, let's put the power behind Young Miles.
He is so not gangster, though. Say, if you've seen any of his videos, he is so not gangster.
Shit, me. Let me tell you something. It takes something to be successful in any competitive.
Absolutely, and I commend. I mean, anyone who continues to let their children do all these weird sports. And I hate to say weird sports, but got lacrosse.
They're unconventional for our community.
Unconventional. Like that better than
unconventional.
Weird.
Unconventional for our community.
Sport. You know, equestrian and all these things.
Well, it's just
if he
it's
be an equestrian, you just got to make sure he's state.
Yeah, you want to drain. You want to drain some
not
money.
Not the U.S.
Try to get some horses.
Usport.
Get with some horses. That is cutting a hole in your pocket. Cause yes,
so you know what? Whenever we become like bosses, moguls, we want to help pave the way for other people, and I don't just mean people of color, just people who want to do weird sports like equestrians,
right?
Because it's like, how do you start that if you don't have a horse?
Right.
You see horse racing on TV. Oh, I want to do that. How do you do that? I want to provide a conduit to say, okay, this is how it is done. This is how much it costs. This is what you're going to need. Because, again, we have constantly kind of fumbled through this whole thing. And it's by the grace of God that we're still here. Because we've fumbled through. I don't know anything about marketing, sponsorship. PR, none of that. He driving a trailer on the back of his car. We never hauled a trailer before. You figure it out.
Right, you figure it out. You go and you learn, and that's where we are in our position, though, because
you didn't run, you didn't hide. So
nobody has taken you to the side, because I promise you, Dad, had you looked like someone else, someone would have told you, hey, if you call such and such and such and such, they'll look out for you. If you go down to XYZ warehouse,
they'll give you a deal.
They got a whole warehouse full of carts that they'll give you. Like I said, they'll give you a deal and it's cheap. They'll do all these things, but because you look how you look, and because your son is doing all these amazing things, they like, don't tell that mutton, don't tell him nothing. You know what I'm saying? They're doing that, but that's the thing. We're growing, we're learning, and we're breaking the mold of the ceiling. There's always that ceiling. We're cutting the ceiling off, and we're exceeding what they thought we could do, and it's a beautiful thing. And once again, I want you guys to be welcome to come back. I want you all, but if he's in town, if there's a race, I'll post it. Jay Rieske will post it. Greg will post it. We'll all post it, and we'll all do it. So.
Look, don't post it yet until we get a sponsor.
Let her give the green light.
Look. I say it until we get a sponsor.
You're messing up the money.
No, I'm going to tell you. Because like I say, I ain't no Bible thumper. But with one thing that's true, that I learned to be true. When two or more people...
Hold on, before you give me a pair.
I know, right? So everybody can hear.
I'm going to tell you, man, you ugly as hell.
When two or more gather. Say it.
How you going to quote the Bible and then tell somebody they ugly as hell?
Because the Bible said, don't lie. The Bible said, don't lie.
Look, and you got me over here cheering for you.
Right.
Helping you with the words.
Right.
But you know, the Bible does say, though, and like I said, I'm not a Bible thumper. When I got married, I told my wife I was a heathen, number one. She the one who knew Second Chronicles and all that shit. I didn't. I just learned it last week. But guess what?
You know it's true, though, right?
I know it's true. Amen. Okay. When they say, two or more people on earth are gathered and agree, then it will be done in heaven, right?
Absolutely.
Everybody in here about to agree with you.
And it also says, ask.
Ask and you shall receive. And you know, I'm glad you said that, because at one point, I was sitting in the car, it was me and my wife, right? And I was one step from tears, right? And I said, God... I said, God, me and you got beef. Straight up, we got beef. I said, I can't beef with you like on somebody on the street, because you God, you would turn my ass up. You gonna win, but we got beef. I said, I'm going through all of this, right? I said, you the creator, so you know what I'm capable of. The problem is, do I know what I'm capable of? That's why we succumb to that. But you know, when you got people around you, like right now, that believe and that's happy, you know what I'm saying, to see the movement that you making, it's like, it's an unstoppable force that's behind you. Anything is possible.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't believe in miracles. Ain't no such thing as miracles. You know what I'm saying? Because where you are right now is where you're supposed to be. Where you be tomorrow is where you're supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Like with NASCAR, there was a bunch of white boys who was running moonshine back in the day that end up blowing up. Guess what? You know what I'm saying? Him and Bubba Wallace could be the two brothers that doggone win NASCAR one day.
I often tell Miles, what God has for you, it is for yours. No one can take it away.
And no one can take it away. And I'm going to tell you.
So it is what it is.
I ain't never been... to what's that place right? What's it called? Roadway Atlanta Raceway.
Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Yeah, that. I ain't never been there.
Me neither.
But guess what? He there. I'ma be there, and I'ma piss a lot of white folks off. I'm telling you, ban me from now. I'm like, that's nephew shouting.
let's not do that. I was just gonna say,
not if he win. He win, he win. It's gonna be like, yeah, we beat y'all ass. We beat y'all.
So listen, so so
let's
you
not do that.
What you just did, that's NASCAR. He does IndyCar. I'm right. For you to calm it down a little bit.
Yeah, they're a little bougie. Cause when you watch Talladega Nights, you saw the little Frenchman. Yes, I'm drinking my tea.
So
I'm gonna need for you to bring it down.
Look, right. We drink Coca-Cola. We drink Coca-Cola, Commissioner.
How about this? We're gonna support him.
Yes, indeed, ma'am. We really
we're
are.
We're gonna support him. Wherever he races, like I said before,
we're grateful.
When there's an event going, like when you give the stamp of approval and you say it's a go, we're going to repost. We're going to encourage everyone to come out and give the same encouragement that they would give their own, and because he's one of our own, and so with that, we want to welcome. Like I said, you're always welcome. You're always we're always open to have you here, because. It's you're a part of our family. It's like the commissioner's family, like the whole crew.
And this feels like family.
You see how they talk about me? I'm the innocent one out of everybody.
See, the innocent one, right, right.
Don't know about that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
But yes, thank you so much for having us. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Anytime, thank you. I welcome you with open arms. I welcome Miles with open arms.
Y'all deserve
every bit, like Lico said, all the flowers that you can get, we salute you. We salute the young men, both sons, not just the one, both sons, because Ocean and Drill. So both sons, we salute. We're proud of them, and we're proud of you. And like I said, anytime you're in the area, if it's a Monday, just stop by. We'll welcome you, and we want to talk to you, because we want to get the knowledge, we want to get the energy, we want to get the feeling all from you, and encourage. So once again, I know we've gone. Shoot, I know I've held y'all exceedingly long, but I'm grateful that you were here with us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And definitely gave us a time, gave us a story, because someone here is hearing this and they're encouraged. You know, they may not be where they want to be, because I don't think any of us are where we want to be. You know what I'm saying? In terms of the end result, the end game, I don't think anyone has said, yes, this is the final product that you see right in front of your eyes. We're all a work in progress. And with that, like, we all need some help. And I think that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this, because we all need help. We all wanted to get together and network and form this family type environment to where we love each other, we support each other, and we help build each other up. And because we all need that support. So with that being said, like I said before, I won't keep it reiterating. I just wanted to say that you're always welcome. And I'll say with this, we'll go into, this has been the Commissioner's Conversation. I am your host, Commissioner Gordon. We are live at Blends 2. We have Miles Road Racing Crew right here with us. We're at 632 South Central Avenue in Hapeville. DJ Unique, let's go, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Thank y'all.
Okay, bye.